I just came back from the drugstore and I bought several bottles of Listerine. But Listerine is the one thing I can't do without.
How about me?
Hmm?
How about me?
Oh, yes. Ozzy can't do without Listerine either.
Used antiseptic in the world, and Listerine toothpaste present America's favorite family comedy, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, prescribed and starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzy, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Being a parent is to answer your children's questions fully and in complete detail. The age of question asking starts at about 2 and continues on, well, until your children are at least as old as David and Ricky. The favorite time for the asking of questions is when dear old Dad is deeply engrossed in the newspapers.
Hey, Pop.
Mm-hmm.
We want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? Sure, Pop?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a raise in my allowance?
I should say not.
He's listening, David.
Yeah, I guess he is.
We have a question we'd like to ask you, Pop.
No, what's it?
Well, I'll ask him.
Oh, let me ask him.
Okay, then go ahead.
Between Scooter Rizzuto and Pee Wee Reese, who do you think is the best shortstop?
Who's the better shortstop?
I already asked him.
Well, who do you think, Pop? Or whom do you think?
We asked you first.
I don't know. They're both great fielders, son.
Hi, I'm glad I found you all together. I want to ask you something.
Hi, Mom. We were just talking about shortstop.
Shortstop?
Mom doesn't know what that means.
Sure she does.
Sure I do.
And how come you look so funny when David said it?
Well, I thought basketball season was all over.
Yeah, here's a picture of Phil Rizzuto.
Now, let's see. He's just a little guy, isn't he?
What about Reese? They don't call him Pee-wee for nothing.
What is this, anyway?
They're baseball players.
Are they going to have midget baseball this year?
No, Mom. They're regular baseball players.
A lot of shortstops are small.
Well, certainly. That's why they're called shortstops, isn't it?
Now, you may not be too far from wrong.
Well, I really came in here to get your opinion about this skirt I'm wearing. How do you think it looks?
Well, looks fine. Hey, here's some pictures of Mickey Mantle.
How's it look in the back?
Why, look at that swing.
I beg your pardon?
I think he meant Mickey Mantle.
Oh. Well, what about it?
Well, he's a switch hitter. Plays with New York Yankees.
I mean, what about the skirt?
No, it looks fine. That's what I said. It looks fine, Harriet.
You got some good rookies, too.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of material back there.
That's it.
Here you are, Harriet. The Yankees always come up with a good team. They've got a great farm system.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
They have a pretty fair manager, too, boy. Good coaching staff.
Yeah, I sure hope we get a good coach.
And Mr. Miller says he's not going to give up till he finds the right person.
What does Mr. Miller have to do with it?
He's sponsoring our team. I would be one of the pitchers.
I didn't know Mr. Miller was in the baseball business. Is he going to sell a grocery store?
No, Harry. He's just going to outfit the boys with uniforms and promote the team. See, several other local merchants are going to sponsor teams, too.
A grocer having a baseball team?
Sure, I'll bet Mr. Miller has the best team in the league.
Well, at least we'll be the best bet.
Not only that, but you should have a good team, too. Got some good ball players.
All we need is a good coach.
Yeah, you're right there. All the material in the world won't help if the team isn't handled right.
Say, do you suppose your fellow could take time out for a minute?
Oh, hi, Mom. When did you get back?
I never left.
Harriet, believe me, the skirt looks fine.
But it hasn't even been altered yet.
Oh. Well, I suppose it could be taken in a little. It looks a little full.
It has to be let out. That's the style of the skirt, baseball.
Oh, yes.
Well, the material's very nice.
Yeah.
You really like it?
Yes, ma'am.
Looks nice and cool.
Real cool.
No, I mean cool.
I guess it is quite cool.
Well, at least we know it's cool.
Yeah, real cool.
You said that.
Okay.
material for the summer, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Hey, maybe that'll be good for our baseball uniforms, David.
I don't know. It might not be dirty enough. You'd slide into second base and you wouldn't have any pants left.
We should get the employee sponsors and get two pair of pants.
You slide the way Pepper Martin used to slide, you wouldn't have to worry about losing your pants. You used to slide in head first.
Yeah, but that sounds like a good way to lose your head.
That didn't bother you. You got an extra one of them, too. You're welcome.
Well, I might go run along. I can't seem to get any satisfaction from you baseball fans.
So what is it you want to know, Harry?
Oh, nothing, really. I'm going to run down to Dressmaker's of this street.
Well, he'd be happy to offer any suggestions.
Sure, we should cover, Mom.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I think I've been up, and apparently I've struck out. I'll see you all later.
Hey, Hunt.
Oh, hi, Sonny.
Yeah, I hear Ricky's going to be one of the stars of the Major League this year.
No, who told you that,
Ricky? He's quite a kid.
Yeah, he isn't a bad ball player either. I just hope the kids get a good man to manage and coach the team.
Yeah, Mr. Miller's really crusading for the right guy, though.
Oh, that's pretty important.
Don't I know it? Look what old Casey Stengel has done for the Yankees.
Yeah, that's what I was telling the boys. We had a baseball discussion this morning. In fact, that's about all the conversation has been about for the past couple of days.
I'll bet Harriet really appreciates that.
Yeah, I'm afraid she doesn't follow it very well. She doesn't quite get what we're talking about.
No wonder Harriet looked so upset when she left the house this morning.
Oh, you saw her leave?
Well, I didn't mean to be spying on her, but, when I saw her leaving with some clothes over her arm, I wanted to see whether you'd come running after her.
Well, I guess the skirt she's going to have altered or let out or something. Tell you the truth, I guess you aren't paying much attention.
Well, don't feel too bad on it.
No, but you're absolutely right. I guess it is pretty dull for a female around our house, especially at the start of each new sports season.
Well, that's easily remedied. Why don't you give her a break and talk about dresses and women's fashions once in a while?
What do I know about dresses except whether I like the way they look? Sometimes I don't even know that.
Well, you can find out. I always see lots of fashion magazines lying around your house.
Yeah?
Well, get a hold of a couple of them and look them over. Then when Harriet comes in, you can talk about something she can understand.
Yeah, sounds like an idea.
It's a darn good idea, and I offer it to you free of charge.
Well, thank you, Thorny.
You gonna try it?
Yeah, I think I will.
Attaboy, Oz. Good for you.
What are you so excited about? I'm the one who's doing it.
I know, but if it works for you, I might even try it myself.
Mom might make a pretty good player. He'd really bring home the bacon.
Sure, but if Pop decides to stay home and
to cook it, we're in a lot of trouble.
Testing you, dear.
Well, I've got some marketing to do. be back in about an hour.
Okay.
Oh, just one more little point. You'd better move back a bit, Ricky. You're supposed to be 50 and a half feet from the home base.
The home plate, they used to call it, honey. Yeah, I just want to mention that myself, Rick. Move back a little. Well, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Okay, then let's play ball. Well, come on, Rick. Start pitching.
I think I'll wait until Mom gets back.
Hello, Mr. Miller.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Nelson. Say, it looks like you're shopping for a whole month today.
Well, just about.
Well, make sure Ricky drinks plenty of milk and eats all of his vegetables. You know, he's going to be pitching for our team.
And so he tells us, about three times a day.
I guess you've been hearing a lot of baseball talk around your house lately.
Yes, the conversation has been rather limited. But baseball can be very interesting once you begin to understand the game.
Well, the only trouble is that not many women try to understand it. Now, you take my wife, Ricky. She thinks a doubleheader is two glasses of beer.
Well, you must admit baseball is more of a man's game.
I suppose so.
What's that you're drawing?
Oh, that's a diagram of a baseball diamond. The Henshaw Realty Company is donating a lot for our home field, and I was just making a few rough sketches of it.
Oh, yes, I see.
It probably looks a little complicated.
Well, no, not really. Of course, you know more about this than I do, but don't they recommend that the back point of home plate be due west-southwest so that the least amount of sun will shine in the player's eyes?
My golly, I never thought of that. West-southwest, huh?
Well, I never would have thought about it either, but I just got tired of being left out of the conversations at mealtime, so I bought a couple of books, and I've been reading up on the subject.
Oh, now, Mrs. Nelson, you can't fool me. You're just being modest. Do you see anything else that doesn't look right?
Well, the distance from home plate to second looks a little short. I can write down the exact measurements if you'd like.
Would you please? That'd be a big help.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Who do you think will take the pennant in the American League this year?
Well, it's a little early yet, but I imagine the Yankees are favorites.
OK seems to have a corner on it, although Philadelphia might do something this year.
Well, Bobby Chance was the leading pitcher last season, and Gus Daniel's a great long ball hitter, and Harry Bird was voted the rookie of the year, so they could be the team to watch.
Yeah. I suppose you'll go along with Brooklyn in the National League.
No, I think I'll try Chicago.
Well, they're a good club, and that Hank Stoller's a mighty fine boy.
He had 37 home runs last year. He was also voted the most valuable player.
37 home runs?
Mm-hmm.
That means he tied Ralph Kiner.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-oh, look at the time. I better get started on a home run myself. Will you put this on our charge, Mr. Miller?
Oh, sure will. Say, I'd like to stop by and talk to Mr. Nelson about something if he's going to be home later.
Well, certainly. I'll tell him you're coming over.
Fine. And you're sure the rest of this baseball diamond's all right?
Well, I'm only going by the book, but it looks all right to me.
Fine.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Oh, just a minute, Mrs. Nelson.
Yes?
Here's something you really deserve. A baseball cap with the compliments of the Junior League baseball team.
That.
I didn't buy it. It was given to me by Mr. Miller. You're looking at an honorary member of the Junior League baseball team.
Well, good for you.
Oh, Mr. Miller's coming over to talk to you about something.
Oh? Talk to me? Did he say what it was?
No, but it's probably about the baseball team. Now, are there any special requests for dinner tonight?
Oh, let's see.
Well, before you say anything, just let me tell you this. We're having meatloaf.
You know, that's just what I was going to ask for.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
I think I know why Mr. Miller is coming over, Pop.
No? Why is that, Rick?
I'll bet he's going to ask you to coach the baseball team.
Oh, really?
Hey, I'll bet that's right. Congratulations, Coach. Boy, we really have a good ball club now.
Well, I'll certainly try to do the best I can. Of course, a lot depends on my team. Now, wait a minute. Mr. Miller hasn't even asked me yet.
Oh, but he will, Pop. Why else would he be coming over here? That's right, Coach.
Well, I guess that is a possibility. Yeah, I wonder if I ought to accept the job.
Gee, why not?
Well, it'd take up all my Saturdays, and that's the day I'd set aside to help your mother around the house, she tells me.
This is pretty important, Pop. Dad, Mom wouldn't care.
Oh, I'm afraid she would, Rick. Naturally, she'd never say anything about it.
Oh, I think Mom's getting kind of interested in baseball, Pop. She's been reading the sports pages and listening to all the sports programs. She's even got a baseball rule book.
Well, that's only for our benefit, David. Just knowing a few rules and names of a couple of players doesn't mean a person's really interested in the game. Plus, it's very nice for the pretend to you.
I'll get it.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello, Mr. Miller. Come on in.
Rose. Miss Nelson said you're going to stop by. Boys, why don't you go out and see if you can help your mother?
Okay, Pa. Come on, Ricky. You're probably wondering why I stopped by, Miss Nelson.
Well, yes, I was. Here, let me take your overcoat.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, come on and sit down.
Thank you. I know you heard about the Junior League baseball team that the Merchants Association is sponsoring.
Yes, I think it's a very good idea, too.
Well, we've got all the players lined up, but so far we haven't been able to find a coach. That's a pretty important position, Phil.
Yes, it sure is.
Oh, yes, indeed. We need somebody who knows the game and understands boys, too.
Yes, of course.
And I think we found just the person for the job.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd better talk to you first, though, and see what you said.
Well, this certainly is quite an honor, Mr. Miller. I'm just afraid it means spending too much time away from the family.
Yes, that's true.
Even if it's really flattering, I don't like to turn you down. I hope you understand.
Oh, sure, Mr. Nelson. I kind of know how you feel.
I'm sure you could find somebody else that'd be just as capable.
I suppose so, but we'll never find a better looking coach.
I wouldn't say that, Mr. Miller.
And even if it were all right with you, I imagine Mrs. Nelson is much too busy to coach a baseball team anyway.
Did you say Mrs. Nelson?
Sure, she seems to know the game, and after raising two sons, I guess she understands boys pretty well.
You mean you want Mrs. Nelson to be the coach?
Oh, I can understand how you feel about it. Can't say that I blame you either.
Oh, no, wait a moment. Just let this sink in for a minute.
Hey, I just got a thought. How about you, Mr. Nelson? Would you be interested in coaching the team?
Me?
Well, why not? Since Mrs. Nelson is your wife, you probably know quite a bit about the game, too.
Yeah, she's taught me a lot.
Well, then how about it?
Oh, this is such a surprise. I really don't know what to say.
Then I'll say it for you. He'll be very happy to accept, Mr. Miller.
Well, that's fine. Then it's all settled. Congratulations, Coach.
I think you've picked a very good man for the job.
I'm sure we have. Okay. I'd better be running along.
I'll walk you to the door, Mr. Miller.
Thank you. By the way, Miss Nelson.
Yeah?
This is all right with you, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Whatever the boss says.
Goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Goodbye, boys. Well, I'm sure Miss Nelson will do a bang-up job for our team.
Oh, I know he will.
Could make a wonderful coach.
I'm sure of it.
And if he ever needs any help, he will be around, won't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Nelson.
Goodbye.
Oh, here, let me help you off that apron.
What?
Just sit down right here. David, get your mother the sports page.
What is this?
No, just relax, dear. I'll have dinner on the table in a few minutes. Here, will you thread the needle for me?
contribution to American radio.